One of the biggest lessons that I'm still learning is be honest, not perfect.
My name's Esprit Devora, host of the Women in Tech Show. The show means a lot to me. The reason why I wanted to create the Women in Tech Show is I wanted to create a positive piece of content, something where people can listen and say, if she can do it, so can I. I call it actionable empowerment. Every single episode, you'll hear the story of a fantastic woman in tech, from engineers to founders to investors to journalists to designers, all sorts of different females in tech who have thrived. I want to share their stories with you so that you can know what resources, mentors, and life situations they accessed in order to get to where they are today. Enjoy.
Welcome back to the Women in Tech podcast. As you guys know, I've mentioned this before, I'm traveling, and right now I am in Estonia at a women's special hackathon put on by Garage 48. It has incredible mentors involved, like from TransferWise and Skype. Some companies that were founded at the hackathon itself, like a year ago, are now presenting and being mentors. It's incredible. And with me, I have the co-founder of ClamBeat and also the founder of Tech Sisters. Go ahead and introduce yourself and tell us more.
Hi, yeah, I'm Janika, and as you said, I'm a co-founder of ClamBeat and co-founder of Tech Sisters. Tech Sisters is basically a non-profit organization to get more women into tech, and we're collaborating with Garage 48. About my own background, I'm...
And what is Garage 48?
Garage 48 is a 48-hour hackathon where in the beginning people pitch their ideas, they form teams, and by the end of the weekend, it actually happens during the weekend, on Sunday evening, people present the working prototypes. So, yeah.
How many times has Garage 48 had a hackathon so far?
Oh, that is a good question. I'm not so intimate with them, so I don't know actually how many years they have done it. But this is like fourth Garage 48 women's special hackathon. Like, they did hackathons way before that, so I like it would say like 9 years or something like
oh,
that.
Oh, crazy. That's awesome. And yeah, a little bit about your background.
Yeah, so I'm a software developer. I'm currently working in the back end.
What
ClamBeat.
Do you code in?
Do you mean like...
What programming language do
I
you
use
enjoy?
Go and like sometimes JavaScript, Node. But my first programming language like was Ruby. And yeah. I used Ruby on Rails, so I've grown out from that community, which was pretty small in Estonia, but it was like pretty tight. So it's nice that I have like this community background, which kind of also led me to co-founding Tech Sisters. So yeah, I'm big on communities.
For 100%. Tell me more about Tech Sisters.
So yeah, Tech Sisters grew out from Rails Girls Workshop. I'm not sure if you know Rails Girls Workshop, but it's a community-driven initiative that was invented by Linda Liukas, who is from Helsinki. And I think Tallinn was like the third city where we organized this workshop. Basically, it's a two-day programming workshop for total beginners. And to get in, you have to send your applications. Basically, we had 30 spots. We could take 30 people to the workshop. But we got like we advertised it like in social media. We didn't do anything big for it, but we got like 150 applications, which was huge. We didn't expect so many women to be interested in it. One question in the application was, why would you like to take part in this workshop? And a lot of women said like, I actually have experience in IT, I have studied IT, but I don't know any other women, and I would like to see and talk to other women about tech. Being a software developer myself, I didn't know any other female developers, so I saw like a demand for people to connect with each other. It's like we were like islands, we didn't know each other, but we wanted like to know someone who I could relate to. Someone who I kind of looked similar to know what like their thoughts are about things in tech and in programming and how do they solve their problems. And like basically I would like to have my own community, and those women felt the same. And those women who didn't have any relation to tech, they wanted to have like role models and somehow get into the tech world. So we founded Tech Sisters, which kind of is like a gateway for women to know each other and to get their foot in the door.
And Tech Sisters is like a social movement.
Yeah.
And Clambeat is a company.
Yeah.
And so you co-founded it. How old is Clambeat? When was it founded? And then what does it do exactly?
Yeah, Clambeat is 1 year and some months old. We founded it last year in August. It's basically a tool for having one-on-ones in your company. Actually, I met Ragnar, who is one of the founders, and whose idea it is. I met him at Garage 48 Hackathon.
And he's also the co-founder of Pipedrive, which is a really well-known CRM tool.
Yeah, exactly. He told me the idea of like, he's really passionate about HR and people, and as a manager, he wants his people to grow and to develop. So I was 2 years really depressed. And as a now senior specialist in my field, I have been working in IT over 10 years, as a developer 8 years. And at that point, I was kind of, I didn't know where to go. I didn't want to work where I worked anymore. And I didn't know where to develop because I didn't have like any female role models.
Right.
And nobody was asking me the question, what do you want to do? And would you like to, found a company? Would you like to be a developer? Would you like to do something else now? So he was the person who kind of told me that, have you had one-on-ones or like performance reviews in your company? I really related to that idea, and he put like something in motion in my head. So now I kind of know where I want to go, and I like we do one-on-ones every month with Ragnar, and like every time we address the question, where do I want to develop now? What I want to develop? So I'm really big on one-on-ones, and I'm really like psyched to do this Clambeat company tool. So
when did you first fall in love with technology?
I would like to say in a like really tender age of I don't know. Or something. My dad was an engineer, electrical engineer, and he was tinkering at home all the time. He was building antennas and whatnot. He was a man who did everything with his own hands. So that's where I kind of got the mentality that I need to know how stuff works.
What have you learned about yourself in achieving your dreams?
One of the biggest lessons that I'm still learning is be honest, not perfect. The whole education that I got from like first grade until high school and even in universities, that you have to know the right answers. But in business, in real life, like trying out new things is totally okay, even if you fail. So I'm not preparing myself to be perfect on the first time around. It's totally okay to do a lot of different things.
Thank you so much for spending your time with the Women in Tech podcast. It's like awesome sharing your story.
And it's awesome that you're doing this. Thank you for having me.
Oh yeah, of course.
This episode of the Women in Tech show is powered by UpGuard. UpGuard's discovery engine brings visibility to complex IT environments, enabling teams to quickly identify risk, confirm compliance, and make business safer. They are proud supporters and employers of incredible women in tech. To be notified every time a new Women in Tech episode is released, simply text Women in Tech to 310-872-2423. That's 310-872-2423. To support the Women in Tech show, it's super easy. All you need to do is start doing your Amazon shopping by clicking on this link first, womenintechshow.com/Amazon. That's womenintechshow.com/Amazon. The Women in Tech show is hosted by Esprit Devora, edited by MKW Films, show notes provided by Carl Marty, music by Jay Huffman Live. The Women in Tech show is a WeAreTech.fm production.